Hello, Siouxland Catholic Radio listeners, and welcome to Faith in Action, a new show locally produced by Channel 88.1 FM. We are so glad you set your dial to that. And I am Joanne Fox, and I am the host for the show today. I'm a Siouxland Catholic Radio board member, and I am just so glad you took time out of your day to listen to our program. And we have a very interesting one today, and one that I think touches us in so many different ways, and that is vocations to the priesthood and religious life. So, my guest with me in the studio today is Sister Fidelis Marie Lanowich. She is a missionary Benedictine sister, and she serves here in Sioux City, although we're going to find out a little bit more about how that journey brought you to Sioux City. So, welcome, Sister Fidelis Marie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Isn't it great to be here?
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's
just great to be anywhere some days.
Yeah, it is.
We are just tickled.
Wonderful, yeah.
So why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, where you grew up and your parents and siblings and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was born in Florida, but I grew up in New Jersey. So I don't know what kind of accent I have anymore. But so I grew up in New Jersey and was actually homeschooled kindergarten through 12th grade. I have one older brother. He's a year and a half older than me. And my parents were just like super devout in their faith and wanted to raise us in a certain kind of environment that could cultivate that. So was just taught at home all through high school as well. And then after that, we moved back down to Florida. So kind of lived in a little bit of both of the states before I entered with our sisters in Nebraska. So,
well, like, were your parents employed in jobs that took them? Because there's such a move, a cultural move from Florida to New Jersey and back to Florida.
Yeah, for sure. So both my parents are from New York. My mom's from Brooklyn and my dad's from Queens. And so that's kind of where they met. And then we moved to New Jersey. But my dad had a job opportunity in Florida. So we went down there. But after my mom had my brother and I, kind of missing family, and she's one of eight, so they want to be back closer to family, so they moved back up there. But after a lot of the winters, they're like, why did we do that? Let's go back down to Florida. But it took a while to get back down, so
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then after you were done with high school studies, and I assume that homeschooling is somewhat similar on the coast that it is here in Sioux City, where you actually do receive a high school degree in the state of Iowa, even if you are homeschooled. So after that, then what?
Yeah, so I actually finished school when I was like 16 because my brother was a year and a half older, and so I just kind of bumped up to his grade, so my mom just had to teach one. But so I was discerning, like, what do I want to do now? Do I want to go to school? Do I want to work? NET Ministries, which is a Catholic youth evangelization program. Basically, they travel the U.S. putting on retreats for Catholic high schoolers or, like, parish events. They had done my confirmation retreat, and they really made a mark on me and just, like, the way they invested in me and the way I saw their faith life in person was super inspiring. So I actually did NET Ministries right out of high school. And that just kind of made my faith life grow even more than what my family had already given me. It just like made it blossom in a really new way. So that's what I did like right out of high school.
Okay. Yeah. And listeners, we of course have NET Ministries here in the Diocese of Sioux City too.
Yeah.
And that is really cool to hear that something elsewhere that we just kind of take for granted made such an impact on you.
Yeah.
So there you are with the NET Ministries folks. Mm-hmm. And then what?
Yeah, and then finished that. So I was about almost, I just turned 18 on the road. So I was almost turning 19 when I finished that and was kind of thinking like, okay, like now what do we want to do with my life in the adult stage? And that's super, has its own challenges. So I came back to Florida where my family was and was just working full time and then taking a few college classes at night. But the idea of discerning religious life was coming to the forefront. Religious priests and sisters always had a huge influence on me when I was younger. But when you're young, you're not able to like actually discern when you're like a middle schooler. So the thought came back and I thought, well, I can actually seriously discern because now I'm an adult. And at that point, though, I was like pretty nervous about it because it's like it's different when you're a kid and you're like, I want to be a sister. But then when it could actually happen, you're like, maybe I don't want to do this. So but I figured if I didn't look into it, I would always wonder what if. And so it just seemed like the right timing to start discerning in a more serious way and seeing like, is God actually calling me to this?
So if parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins are listening and they think to themselves, my gosh, you know, my good friend, my family member, you know, I think she might be a good fit to look at the religious life. What did you do? I mean, did you pick up the phone and call somebody? And, you know, because I think listeners might be intrigued with, okay, you know, now what?
Yes. And it's kind of challenging to figure it out because it's a little different for women. Like for a priest, at least they know, like, I contact the vocation director of my diocese. But for sisters, it's like, how do you actually find sisters? So I had grew up with the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal in New York. And so I thought, well, they have a sister order. I'll just visit them. So I flew back to New York to visit them. And it was a really good come and see weekend where you just go and like spend time with the sisters and basically plug into their normal schedule. But I didn't feel necessarily called to them. It definitely was grace-filled moments. But then I was like, okay, this might not be the place, but now what? And so, yeah, things have changed a little bit. The internet was just kind of coming up. I'm only in my 30s, but still social media and stuff has changed so much. So I went on a few vocation websites where they can like, you can kind of say like, what are your interests and like, what are you looking for? And they'll send you like lists of different communities. And basically was able to find communities through that and see which ones I might be like interested in. And then I contacted a few, but found our sisters and actually wasn't really even interested in them, but just knew I needed a sister to talk to. Mm-hmm. And so it honestly was building a relationship with a sister that allowed me to discern. And then the more I learned about the monastic life, the Benedictine way of life, the more I was like, oh my gosh, this is me through and through. And then eventually was able to go out and visit the Missionary Benedictine Sisters in Nebraska.
Okay. Yeah. And they are headquartered, or I guess located is a better word, in Norfolk, Nebraska.
That's right, correct? Yes. So we are an international congregation. So we're in about 16 other countries. But for the U.S., our main monastery location is in Nebraska. And then we have a few outstations, one in Winnebago on the Native Reservation, and then one here in Sioux City right now.
Yeah, and that's really cool because, of course, our radio station, the coverage area is in all of that.
Yes.
So this is why it's so wonderful to have you here in the studio to talk about that. Right. So what was it that resonated with you with this order rather than the Franciscans or a contemplative order? Because there are so many orders you could have gravitated toward.
Yes, and I think there was a big part of me that wanted to be called to the Franciscan order because I just grew up with them and I just really admire them. But God knows our hearts so well. It was just the way St. Benedict views life and the rule of life he wrote, just the balance. I was really struck by his balance of like prayer and work and just to highlight the emphasis on community. So Benedictines are really big. Like that's one of the main charism of Benedictines is community life and like praying together, eating together, having recreation, that you're just like a really big family. And so the priority is spending time with each other and doing things as a community. But then also we're pretty unique in the Benedictine world because we have the missionary aspect. So it was like blending two worlds that I really loved into one and like finding that balance within those two. And we're kind of even unique because Benedictines take different vows than typical religious. Most religious take poverty, chastity, obedience. Those are the three main vows, the evangelical councils. And we take stability, obedience, and conversatio morum, which is a Latin word for like a continual conversion of heart, a continual like transformation into Christ. And in that is poverty and chastity. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like unique, even just like the vows Benedictines take and just the lens that they view the world through. But I was really drawn to that, like the Benedictine charism of community and the emphasis it has on that, and just like the balance and like appreciation for art and beauty and creation, and just like this, yeah, just really spoke to me in a really deep way.
So how many years ago was that you were introduced to this community and felt this was a good fit?
Yeah, what year are we in? I always forget what year we're in.
This is 2021.
2021. So I started discerning in 2005, and I entered in 2007. So I actually just had my 11-year anniversary of profession. Yeah.
So. And explain to the listeners that whole process of, you know, you go, you visit, and you feel it's a good fit, and right. you talk. Is it the prioress then, or is it? Do they call your the woman in charge of the I don't know, what's mother?
Mm-hmm.
Or you know, kind of explain that a little bit.
Yeah, it's like dating in a really weird way. Almost, it's like I think when most people go, like. What I usually recommend is just like, just go and experience the life and see, is there a general attraction or a drawing to the life in general? And then it's almost like narrowing it down to like, okay, which place maybe fits me the best? And so I was visiting communities and found like, yes, I'm drawn to this life, the basic structure, the basic idea behind religious life. And then when I found the Missionary Benedictine Sisters, since I had already been visiting other communities, it went a little quicker because I was kind of farther along in my discernment. And so I went once and I was like, something's here. And so then I went out a second time, but stayed for a longer period. That's typically what happens. Like you go out for a weekend, then maybe you go out for a week if you can take that time off from work or school. And then on that second visit, I started the application process. So it was like, okay, let's take this next more serious step of like looking into it and like starting interviews and applications. And then on my third visit, I had officially been accepted and my family came out to like see the place as well. But I think it's a lot of like maintaining that relationship in between visits and like each time you go, maybe spending a little bit more time. Yeah.
Okay. Well, listeners, time is always a thief in the radio business. Yeah. So we are going to take a short break. Please stay tuned because we have an event that we're going to talk about later on in this program. And best get a piece of paper, pen, pencil, or your phone so you can mark this down. But stay tuned because Faith in Action will be right back.